Hey guys, this is Kurt, producer of Your Push Coach, and this week we're continuing with the Virtual Leaders Summit. Today is Session 3, Part 1. In this session, Josh is speaking with some powerful business leaders and coaches, including Gina Golden-Sapp, Tabitha Carnes, and Alexis McCloskey. Don't forget, you can watch the full summit on Josh's YouTube, and you can also grab the Leaders Bundle for 99% off at joshcoats.com.
We have some really, really powerful speakers from different industries, which I'm really, really, really excited about. We have Gina, who runs a six-figure photography company, as well as launching courses for other photographers. We have Tabitha, who is a hairstylist, who also runs courses for other hairstylists. And then we have Alexis McCloskey, who's going to be joining us, who is kind of like a life and performance coach who helps entrepreneurs with ADHD. It's going to be so fun. Going to be so exciting. I feel like sometimes some of you are going to be like, wait a second, that's not my industry. How am I going to learn something if they're not from my industry? And the point that I'm going to make, this is always my favorite thing, okay? When someone would come to me and be like, you haven't done my specific business, how are you going to help me? I would be like, that's funny. Have you ever read a John Maxwell book? Yeah. Has he done your specific business? No. Cool. Have you read a Brendon Burchard book? Yeah. Has he done your specific business? No. Have you read a Russell Brunson? So like, we just go like, guys, to think that someone has to be from your industry and done exactly what you have done to learn something from, to me is crazy. And here's why it's crazy. Because sometimes when you put too many people together in the same industry, what actually ends up happening is everybody ends up kind of copying each other. And you actually end up creating competition for yourself. Have you ever felt like there wasn't room for you or wasn't space for you? Sometimes that's maybe because you're copying too many people who are trying to do the same thing as you. And so for me, I actually enjoy learning from people outside of my space more. I actually participate in a mastermind group. You have to do $500,000 or more a year in course sales to just get in the group. But it's not a bunch of life coaches. I'm one of like two or three life coaches. We have someone who does photography. We have someone who does a course on how to declutter your house. We have someone, we have someone who does like courses on how to do your finances. And the fact that we come from different places gives us different perspectives to learn from and also teaches us how many powerful ways there are to do this, okay? So I'm so excited to dive in with you. I just want to remind you one more time before we jump in real quick, okay? I talked about this on all of our sessions, but we're doing this really, really cool leaders bundle for everybody that's participating. And this is an accumulation of Josh's best hits from over the years. So we've got questions that convert. This is how to use questions in the DMs to convert sales without being salesy and trying to convince people that you're like the best in the world, the perfect leadership system. This is something I wrote an entire book on, the psychology of self-coaching, the breakdown goal session, my bestseller book bundle, and a one-on-one call with a master coach. The only thing you have to do is click on this. Watch how easy this is. Copy the coupon code. Command C, and then there's this really cool thing where you hit Command V and it copies and pastes, and then hit apply. It's $9.99. Okay. The only thing is you have to actually book your call with a master coach on the thank you page before you get access to the resources. Okay. So it's just $10 and you get all of this plus a free one-on-one, which by the way, the free one-on-one alone is like a $400 value. Okay. All you have to do is book the call. Okay. And then, you know, like it'd be super cool if you were like a really good human being and followed through on like, I'm like, this is like a little bit of an honor system. Okay. You book the call. I am expecting that you would like show up for that call. You might be like, why are you making us do a one-on-one call? I'm making you because I'm a fucking push coach. And that's what I do is I make people do what I know is the best for them. And 100 hours of content may or may not help you, probably won't if you're still stuck in this. If you're still stuck with a story of like, I'm not good enough for success, I don't have what it takes, I'm not this enough, that enough, don't have that, blah, blah, whatever that is, We got to get that out before we can move into content. Sound good? Okay, so I am watching for other speaker. I'm wondering if there was a time zone mix-up or something like that. Maybe she'll join while we're talking, but that's okay. I've got Gina and I've got Tabitha here, and I'm so freaking excited. So I would love for each of you, going to start with you, Gina, since you're on my left on Zoom, to just give like a two-minute intro slash bio to just what you do. Just keep it that simple, and then we'll dive into some bigger questions. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. I can do
Thanks
that.
Thanks for being here, friend.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here and share with you guys. Yep, I'm Gina Golden. I became a photographer way back in 2005. So I've been doing that for 18 years. I've built a pretty successful business doing that. And then in 2018, I had this little nudge to help other photographers. So I took a little blog and turned it into a small course. Then it has expanded into a bigger coaching program, podcasts, and all the things, and got that going pretty good. I teach photographers how to get to six figures just working a few days a week. Had my first six-figure launch back in 2021, and we're just rolling. Just rolling with it. So, amazing. Yeah, excited.
So proud of you, friend. So proud of you. And then Tabitha, hi there. Could you give us a quick two-minute intro slash bio?
Hi, you guys. My name is Tabitha. I am a wealthy and worthy coach for hairstylists. I'm also an empowerment coach for females. I've been a hairstylist for 18 years. I take so much pride in my success because I get to help people on such a deeper level than just the technique of hair. And I'm literally living my dream life. I've been traveling the country in an RV for 2 years, traveling, doing retreats around the country and coaching from my RV. And thanks to Josh and his program that I took, the Life Coach Certification, it has changed my business and the trajectory of my future. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm so happy to have both of you here. We dove into like a lot of kind of like mindset stuff yesterday with like, you know, when you're having a hard time. But what I want to dig in with the two of you is because I know you come from outside of the industry, your business has been built probably a little bit more similar to mine. And I would love to hear, we'll start with you again, Gina. We'll just keep a rotation going. No pressure. What would you say? And I want to give, here's what I would love to give. I would love to give beginner tip and advanced tip, because I know that we always have both on the call. What I don't want to do is like throw something so far over someone's head that if they like just got on Instagram yesterday that we're teaching them like how to build a whole funnel. At the same time, we have some advanced people on as well, and I don't want to like leave them hanging. So like maybe give like the first couple of years of your business via social media, let's say like, especially with like getting the course stuff going. What was the kind of like things you were doing to grow your following and build an audience during that time?
Okay. I really started working on that Instagram right around the pandemic, like right in 2020. So everybody was on their phone. So I felt like I had a little bit of a leg up there, but I just started listening to what they needed and showing up as a friend and being consistent and staying true to who I was. I tried not to be, you know, somebody fancy, because I'm not a fancy girl. I'm just a simple girl, right? So I showed up and met them where they were and talked to them about what they were struggling with and figured out what they needed. And I just started adding value consistently every day.
I love that. Tell me more about this listening thing, because I think this is literally something I taught on Wednesday night, is like listening for feedback to create data. So tell me more about what that looked like, and maybe give me some specific examples of how you took listening and turned it into like content or things like that.
Sure. I started physically just asking questions. Stories were fairly new then. Yeah. And I recognized that they did not know how to use them. It was foreign, right? Yeah. So I got in there and started teaching a little bit about that. They would ask, of course, the tech questions, and I would give them tips and tricks, but more so building their confidence around getting out there and showing up. And it's okay to fail and look silly and all the things. Is that what you're asking? Ask me your question one more time.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. How are you kind of taking the questions that they were asking and then fueling that into content that kept them engaged and made them see you as the expert?
I started doing little workshops for them and teaching. Like, they would ask questions and I would have a bullet point little bam, 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 this is what we're going to go over today. And then I would have the Q&A time. It was really simple, easy stuff. I just showed up and shared what I knew. And I was testing along the way too. I got in and made the messy action. And, you know, I felt like I couldn't teach something that I wasn't willing to go through it myself and do. So I would do my little workshops or just open up a Zoom room like this and share and be vulnerable with them and teach them the things that I was learning along the way.
I love that. So basically, you're kind of doing what we're doing right now.
There you go.
But you are just using the questions they asked. And to me, that's the really important part, is you can't just put on a workshop and teach what you want to teach or call it what you want to call it. It's got to always be like this loop that's happening of like, what are people looking for? What do they want? And literally Ford, you know, I have a Ford Bronco, so I like have to bring it up like all the time because I'm obsessed with my Ford Bronco. But the history of it is in the 60s, Ford literally went to their ideal client and they said, what is it you want in a vehicle? And for the Bronco, they essentially went to people like in their 40s. And these were a lot of war vets who loved the idea of driving a rugged car like a Jeep. But they hated that the Jeep didn't come with any like fancy features because these were like older people driving around kids and going to the grocery store. And so they literally just sat them down and said, what is everything you don't like about your Jeep? And if you could have the perfect vehicle, what would that look like? And they collected data and they built that vehicle. They did the same thing for the Mustang, but for the Mustang, instead of asking 40-year-olds, they asked 20-year-olds. And over and over and over, they heard the word, I want it to look sexy. Like, I want it to, like, that was like, I want a car that looks sexy. Like, I don't want it to look like I'm driving my parents' car. I want it to look like this sexy thing driving down the street. So that's what they did. They went and built the Mustang specifically for that. But the reality is, like, I think too many times we think our job is to convince people that the package we have is the perfect package. And really, it's like we need to listen to them and get their feedback so that we can take the package we have and customize it to the things that they're saying. Even if you have a preset package, I know a lot of you do. The reality is you can't change your supplement. You can't change it. But you can be good enough of a listener to find out which problems the supplement solves that they actually care about instead of just trying to regurgitate facts about those supplements. Does that make sense? I love that. Thank you, Gina. Tabitha, would love to hear your first couple of years. What was it you were doing that kind of like helped you to like get the ball rolling?
Are you talking about as far as Instagram?
Doesn't have to be Instagram. I'm more than happy to talk outside of Instagram, and it would actually make me really excited to have a non-Instagram conversation.
Yes, because I think we focus so much on followers and that number at the top of our Instagram handle. And when you're chasing that number and it's just a number, it becomes eventually you just keep chasing this empty feeling because it's just never enough. So I think it's really important as entrepreneurs and especially females, because we're so emotionally connected to everything around us and we feel things through our emotions. It's so important, you guys, to connect back to yourself. This comes down to what feels good to you and what feels good to your nervous system. And not only chasing like what our mind is telling us, because sometimes our minds our thoughts are pre-programmed for us. Only 5% of our mind is our conscious thoughts. And those are our thoughts. Those are the ones that we own. But I think it's really comes back down to slowing down to speed up. Connect with yourself. What feels good to you? Even though you found somebody that you idolize, and I idolize Josh and what he's doing, there's things that don't align for me that aligns for Josh. And just because you're hiring a coach or hiring a business mentor doesn't mean that they're necessarily the right fit for you or their advice is going to be in alignment with what you really. So find a coach that's going to connect you back to yourself, because the answers are always inside of ourselves. And you know, connect with yourself and slow down and find out really what is your soul's purpose. Because if you can align with that, you are going to have so much success because it's not forced. It's natural. And that's what happened with me in my business. I'm so passionate about building women's confidence and helping people step into their authority and owning their power and finding their own lighthouse instead of looking for things outside of themselves. And it has skyrocketed me to where I am now. And now I get to help other women find their own lighthouse. And I think it just connecting back to yourself, slowing down, really finding out what your heart and soul wants and making that your purpose in life. That's been my business model from the start. And it's gotten me this far. So that's my advice.
I love that. I love that. So getting real and authentic about your purpose.
Yes. Yes. And most people, you ask them what they want, they can't answer. They haven't sat with themselves
right
to find out what do you want. And finding a good coach to pull that out of you, that is key.
I love that. I love that, friend. So let's go with some pro tips.
Sure.
Because Gina, I know you just had you had a six-figure launch. And so that looks a little bit different now that things have like grown and now we're having to do more things. We don't have to do more things, but usually we learn new things and more things become the next thing that we take on. So like, tell me, what are some things over the last year that you're doing that are different from when you kind of like first got started?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
So, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tabitha.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. Okay.
When I first got started, it was just a jumbled mess. You're just grasping at straws and trying to figure out the things that stick, right? Until you can build a system. So I think getting clear, like Tabitha said, on your messaging and your purpose and who you are connected to, and then taking that content and learning how to build a system for it, that has really helped me start to expand my audience in different ways too. When you have a clearer message, it does hit differently. So I got really consistent with my blog, or you're talking about actionable things, right?
Like, yeah. Give me some actionable things that you do kind of like on a regular basis to grow lists, to do launches. Like, what does that look like for you?
Okay. Yeah. So, the podcast, I'm consistently on that week after week. And so we do that. We do, you know, a blog that goes along with it, Pinterest and SEO strategies. I have a wonderful team member who helps me just get that out into the world, but that is not what it looked like in the very beginning. Yeah, it was grassroots, DMs, that sort of thing.
Yeah. So here's what I love though. Tell me, because I literally had someone ask in the they didn't ask me personally, but in the Kajabi page, they were like, do Facebook and Instagram ads really work? And my feedback to them was absolutely, if you start at the ground level and know who you're talking to and what you're talking about. Like all of these ads, SEO strategies to me are just building on a great foundation. And if the great foundation doesn't exist, you're kind of just like throwing money at a slot machine and hoping something lands, right? So tell me, like was that true for you too? Like it was like once we got the organic feedback and we're listening to people, then it was like, oh cool, now we can reach more people by saying the same thing but to a bigger audience.
Right And that's what we found too. Do they always work? No, but the thing is, you're either going to spend time or you're going to spend money. Yeah. And when you run out of time, you're going to have to spend some money to build your audience. And it's not like you have to spend a lot of money to, you don't We don't all don't need hundreds of thousands of customers or clients. So the Facebook ads have worked fairly well for us too.
We definitely don't need hundreds of thousands of clients. No one on this call is like, you know what? In order to make my lifestyle work, I need hundreds of thousands. Not unless you're only charging like 50 cents a person, right? But if you're charging more than 50 cents a person, what we really need is a group of people that we are highly connected to and that we are seen as the expert. And my thing is, like, I'm always going for, like, what is the smallest circle of people I can be the influencer in? And then how do we grow from there? But I think too many times it's like, how do I hit all of these people with all of their needs and all? And it's like, well, that's too many people to even try to figure out what they need. That's like asking a 20-year-old and a 50-year-old what they want in a car. Mm-hmm. And then trying to build that car. Like, good luck with that. That's not going to be a car anybody wants. Tabitha, I want to talk to you about your retreats, because I know that's something you're like super passionate about. Like, that's kind of like your thing. Tell me, like, how'd you get into that?
So it goes back to this pull that I had. I started out as a hairdresser, and in hair school, I was always helping other people. I just had this natural teaching ability, I guess. And I had some local salons start to ask me if I'd come teach. And this is such a cool story, because I showed up to teach techniques, and what was so incredibly amazing was there was so much more that came out of that class than sharing a technique with them. We became friends, and we started talking about stuff on a deeper level in these classes, in these technique classes, which led to my retreats. An idea was born after one of my two-day hair camps, and I was like, these girls need help on a deeper level. We need a space to connect us, to talk about things that don't have anything to really do with the technique, but there's so many other things that were coming up in these classes that I just didn't have time to talk about. So, man, I held my first retreat, and I was so scared nobody was going to sign up. That retreat sold out before I even hit social media with it. Everybody that came to that two-day hair camp was like, yep, sign me up. Yeah. And these retreats have just evolved into word of mouth, and I'm getting referrals from other people coming in that have attended retreats. They're left with such a beautiful feeling and this amazing connection with not just me as a coach at these retreats, but with the other women, that it's become the snowball effect. And so I'm opening my retreats up to not just hairstylists, but women, because I just feel like we need the space for vulnerability and connecting on a deeper level and really talking about the things that we're not able to talk about on social media, and maybe even sometimes with our friends. So my retreats are my favorite thing on the planet. And
I love that.
Yeah.
And here's what's really cool is, So everyone that we have on today, even though they're technically an expert from like a totally different industry, they have gone through our life coach certification. That's how I've kind of gotten connected with them. What I love is that me and Tabitha have talked about this before. You have a hairstylist and she wants to know techniques. She wants to know skills. But then Tabitha brings them in and also teaches them mindset.
Yes. I was telling my retreat last year after my life coach certification, I got on a call with him and I said, Josh, you have no idea. I had no idea what I was going to open up. I mean, people, the emotions were flowing. This was right. I wasn't even certified yet. And I took the tools that he gave me and I put together this beautiful workshop, and we wrote down all our limiting beliefs. And then we rewrote that story, and I couldn't believe it. It was just at that moment, I knew that, you know, I was in the right path and I was doing the right thing and helping at a deeper level. So,
yeah. And I love that. Like, so this kind of like ties into the belief bridge that I teach on messaging, is it's like you connect with people where they're at with the things they care about. But along the bridge, you teach them these new things that you know are what they really need to actually change their life. So you might, you know, go take a poll and everyone says, I don't know, I want to lose weight. And you're like, I hate talking about weight loss. Oh my, I'm so over it. Well, that's okay. You don't have to talk about weight loss forever. You just have to bring that up as the thing that gets them in the door so that you can teach them the things that you want to teach them. And that's what a lot of people, you know, people come into the life coach certification not necessarily because they want to do what I do for a living. It's usually that they're really passionate about something else, whether it's hair or photography or health and fitness, and they want to add a deeper level to what they teach inside their programs and what they offer their clients. And that's what I love about life coaching. I call it the universal leadership tool, because you can take it and connect it to anything else. We have people that take life coaching, connect it to relationship coaching. We have people that connect it to literally anything else in the world, because you're helping people get down to like the deepest issues that are actually holding them back from doing the things they want to do.
Hey, what's up, friends? I am so excited to announce my brand new 6 months to six figures membership. This program was created as basically a best hits version of all of the programs I have done for the last 10 years to help over 40,000 entrepreneurs. And here's why we put together this program, because we have found that so many entrepreneurs out there are struggling, and I mean struggling, with sales and marketing. And the reality is there's almost no one out there actually giving you a blueprint for how to develop messaging that connects and converts. Everyone out there is telling you to show up more, to believe more, to do more, but no one's really teaching you exactly what to do. And so inside the 6 months to six figures, I'm going to be giving you the blueprint to creating powerful messaging that connects and converts. Because I'm a certified life, performance, and leadership coach, we're also going to be doing a ton of work on your mindset, as well as developing your leadership skills, so that you can be the kind of person that has full confidence in what you have to offer, but also in your ability to help others once they join you. So if you want to hop into this group, you can get 30 days for free, 30 days free in my new 6 months to six figures program by just clicking on the link that we have right here in the description and in the show notes on the podcast. Hope to see you inside soon.